For certain sounds, there are seasons. Carols at Christmas, fireworks in summer, school bells in fall. Maybe we notice the sounds of spring more intently because we get outside after the long winter and the birds return. Maybe you hear the neighbor's children playing in the yard, or even Sarah Vaughan.
April in Paris, chestnuts in blossom, holiday tables under the trees. April in Paris.
The sounds of spring are especially lush in the McFadden National Wildlife Refuge, a vast freshwater marsh in southeast Texas. This audio postcard was sent to us by NPR's John Burnett and freelance producer Wayne Bell.
These are the sounds of a coastal marsh waking up at dawn in the springtime, when the birds are courting and mating and nest building and defending their territory. We sit quietly in an airboat and listen to the complex carryings-on of avian romance. Patrick Walther is the biologist at the McFadden National Wildlife Refuge.
We're in the Willow Slough Marsh, which is located about 4 miles north of the Gulf of Mexico and about 12 miles west of the Louisiana border. It's the largest remaining freshwater marsh in the coast of Texas. The cheer, cheer calling is a common tern. The gurgling sound to the back, that's the common moorhen's territorial calls and breeding calls. Starting to set up mating territories. Pig frog right there grunting in the background. Red-winged blackbird just calling. Pretty sure that's a yellow throat. I may be wrong on that one.
That was a black-necked stilt described in the Peterson Field Guide to Birds of Texas as a large, slim wader, black above, white below, with grotesquely long red legs. Those are moor pig frogs, first cousins to the bullfrog. They sound more porcine than bovine. Their legs, rolled in cornmeal and fried, are considered a backcountry delicacy. On this morning, these big mottled males are thinking nothing of their culinary desirability, but only of their sex appeal as they croak for mates. The pig frog is an indicator species. It tells us how healthy the marsh is, and the news is not good. Salt water is invading the marsh because of man's manipulation of natural water systems, not just here, but wherever coastal wetlands meet the Gulf of Mexico. The dredging of the intercoastal waterway, the busy shipping channel that arcs from Brownsville, Texas to Florida, the channelization of the Neches and Sabine rivers, the drainage of marshland to use for roads and buildings, all of this is shrinking the marsh, says Patrick Walther.
The frogs, I know, which 25 years ago were much more common here in the coast of Texas than they are right now. Large parts of McFadden, in the time of the purchase, it was 20 years ago, there were pig frogs at, and we no longer hear them anymore. The marsh has become more brackish. You lose all your frogs because they just can't take salt. It just pulled, you know, with their being an amphibian, and it's something a lot of people don't see and don't recognize. But to me, I think it's something we need to really pay attention to and watch over it. Kids need to see tadpoles and frogs hopping around.
Oh, John Burnett, NPR News, in the McFadden National Wildlife Refuge.